Recently I gave a talk which was titled Diplomacy, Integrity and Bad Decisions. That talk I gave in response to a query by email from a devotee who had asked about collecting donations for his Krishna Conscious project by advertising it as something else. Advertise he's doing cow protection, and do a little cow protection, and in the name of that, collect lots of money for something else. So the question of integrity came up. Now this devotee has asked me another question, or a series of questions by email, which I'll respond to. The general subject is that of charity. Any good-hearted person, and seems there are many good-hearted people in the world, they like to donate for what they consider to be a good cause. If they have more, generally people have more money than they need for their immediate needs, they are willing to give in charity. And sometimes people who really don't have much money, they also like to give in charity if they feel that the money can be used for a good cause. So in that sense we say there are people, there is a sense of generosity among people in general around the world. And thus there are maybe tens of thousands of charities around the world soliciting donations in the expectation that people will give money, and they do, and often charities receive lots of money. Which is not necessarily a bad thing if it's used for the benefit of human society. So the soliciting goes on, and then people in any newspaper or any internet page or whatever, you may see different charities which are soliciting. You get on YouTube pop-ups, different charities soliciting donations. People, their children are dying of this and that, and they want some money to help with medical expenses and so many things. So if you want to give in charity, you can choose to what you think is the best use of your money out of those you've been solicited for, or maybe you have a regular charity that you donate to. People can donate to what they think is good. Of course, charity can also be materially motivated. This is discussed in Bhagavad Gita. There are different kinds of charity, the mode of goodness, the mode of passion, the mode of ignorance. Charity to an unworthy receiver doesn't benefit the person who receives it or the person who gives. They don't get the piety, the good karma of there is good karma for giving in good charity, giving to brahmanas and Vaishnavas. This is the best charity. And if you give money to a drunkard who will spend the money for drinking, that's not going to give you any piety. That will become sinful. Motivated charity at the present time, as I'm speaking, the 2020 presidential election for the United States of America, it's in full swing. The last lobbying and stumping, and millions of dollars are being given to promote various candidates. And those who give into such huge sums, some people give huge sums, millions, they expect to get it back in if that person they give the money to is elected, because they expect that then they'll make some laws or statutes which will be beneficial to my business. So that's not really, well, you can call it charity, but it's not in the spirit that if we say someone's a very charitable person. Not really if it's something like a business deal. And of course, some people give because, or they set up philanthropical institutions because they want to have a good name, just like almost hypocritical that people will exploit people and then make some, they'll herd people into some crowded housing colony and then show themselves to be very charitable by making, for instance, an arrangement for drinking water. They herd them into some crowded housing colony because they need them to work in their factory. So it can be hypocritical. Also, donations can be given for very bad causes, which people think are very good causes. Terrorism. Terrorism is funded also. They also solicit donations. Of course, the people who give to them may be doing under duress, or they may be thinking it's a very good thing, because what one person calls a terrorist, someone else calls a freedom fighter. So, first of all, before we donate, we should think what is actually good, and that itself is a huge subject of contention among various people. But there are the charities which we can say, in general, are better than giving to a political wannabe leader, or so that you can get some tax break or something in future, or better than giving to an organization which you know is going to use it for killing people, is to give for something like feeding the poor or helping children to go through school. Good things. At least people think they're good. But if we examine through the eye of Bhagavad Gita, they may not be so good after all. If we think, what is the nishrayasa? What is the ultimate good? The ultimate good means to be free from birth and death. As long as we're in this material world, however much we get relief or we give relief by filling the bellies of hungry people, they have to go on suffering birth, death, old age and disease. So even if there is some apparently good effect from our charity, like helping hungry people, it's temporary. And it doesn't satisfy the soul. Although if people are hungry, if they're actually hungry, then they'll be very happy if you give them some food to eat in most cases. But the real help, the real benefit is to help people conquer over birth, death, old age and disease. And that is possible by Krishna consciousness, especially in the present age of Kali Yuga. Other systems of getting free from birth and death are practically impossible to perform, and even in any age, any system except Krishna consciousness is going to be incomplete and insufficient. Therefore, the best charity is to give to people and organizations engaged in propagating Krishna consciousness. Just like the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is one of several organizations throughout the world which is engaged in propagating Krishna consciousness. So you can donate there, and there are so many projects within ISKCON. There may be various projects contending for your funds. there are so many temple building projects and supporting elderly devotees. I don't know if anyone's doing that. Cow protection within ISKCON. They're sponsoring the distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books to prisons, hospitals for poor people who can't afford it, and so on. There are various projects within ISKCON. So we recommend give charity to Krishna. Donations should be given for Krishna, not for Maya. Religions, they require funding in most cases. They don't generate funds from businesses and so on, but even then, religions can take lots of money, and there are cases of it being misused. But in general, people who are religious, they feel, I'm getting something, I owe something, I should give something, they feel a duty to give. So we should give for Krishna, not for Maya. That will truly benefit the person who gives and the recipients. The recipients in this case, if we give, for instance, for building a temple of Krishna consciousness, the people who will visit that temple, the people who will serve in that temple, they are benefited by being blessed by Krishna, and the world benefits by the spreading of Krishna consciousness more and more. So throughout the world we find that whatever the religion is, whether it's Islam or various Hindu groups or Buddhism or Judaism or whatever it may be, people who are earning money, grihasthas, we call them in the Sanskrit language, well, Sanskrit mixed with English, they naturally feel that they want to contribute if they're getting something substantial in terms of Krishna consciousness. So donate to Krishna, not to Maya. Simple message, easy to understand, should be pretty clear. Well, now we come to the email that I was sent. It may not be so clear. If the lines between them, between donating for Krishna and donating for something which is seemingly good but more or less in the realm of the temporary, if the lines between them are blurred, then we may not be sure whether we're donating to Krishna, donating for Maya, or whatever, what's going on. I'll read from the email that I received in this regard. There are many projects where devotees seek donations for raising money for COVID relief, construction of hospitals, eye camps for Brijbasis and other people, midday meals for feeding school-going children and migrants, temples advertising, yeah, similar thing. These projects have the potential to raise money from corporates and non-devotees, and they do raise money from them because it's easier. It's easier to get money. Practically, there are many people who don't want, if you say we want your money because we are going to preach Bhagavad Gita all over the world. And many people, they're not inspired by that message. But if you say that we're going to build a hospital, build a school so that people can get degrees and then stand in line for a job and try and get a job, then people feel this more inclined to donate. And corporate charity, big corporations, they are obliged by law to give a certain amount of their profits for social uplift, corporate social responsibility, it's called. But they're not allowed by government law here in India to give to anything religious. It's huge crores of rupees floating around in corporate social responsibility funding. And if devotees just present themselves as non-devotees and do something which they can present in secular terms, then they can get their hands on this kitty, or at least some of it. So devotees, they do things like this. And non-devotees in general, they can raise devotees who are in the project of raising funds. Not a bad thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. We want funds for serving Krishna. All the money in the world should be used for serving Krishna. But they find it's easier if they say, we're helping to feed people who are suffering during the lockdown. Their regular income is stopped. Then people feel, their hearts are touched. They like to give. It's much easier to raise funds in that way. So devotees are doing that. With the idea of raising funds from the non-devotees. But here the point is being made by the devotee who's inquiring by email, that they often solicit funds for such causes, feeding during the lockdown and the COVID pandemic. They solicit funds from devotees also, which could be used for direct projects of Krishna consciousness. We may say, well, we offer the food to Krishna that we distribute to hungry people during the lockdown, and we make schools to teach people how to have mundane education, which Prabhupada didn't want, but we don't care about that because anyway we know better. And we do chant Hare Krishna sometimes in the school, and so it's a good project, and ISKCON gets a good name, so donate for it. The devotee who's inquiring says, these organizations bring some benefit to ISKCON, these secular kind of fundraising projects, they do seem to bring some benefit to ISKCON. And they also have potential for preaching, but, he writes, they cannot be compared to direct preaching activities. Direct preaching activities, distributing Srila Prabhupada's books is direct preaching activity. Going out on Harinam Sankirtan, making temples should be a preaching activity. The temples, if they're actually utilized for preaching activities, which ISKCON temples mostly are. So the question is, comes in the email, what should devotee grihasthas do? Where should they donate and what should be their priorities? And he writes also, newer devotees get the impression that this is the way of preaching in this current generation and are not trained to give to direct preaching. So now he's pointing out another problem, that newer devotees think that, well, this is what ISKCON's all about. We chant Hare Krishna and perform social welfare activities that other organizations are doing also. There are many organizations which are trying to help people on the bodily and social level, and ISKCON is not the only organization, but definitely the most prominent organization in the world and in India that is performing the real welfare work of trying to save people from birth and death by giving them knowledge of Krishna and Krishna consciousness. Then he also says that many devotees are starting goshalas and seeking donations. It would be nice if you could give general guidelines to ISKCON devotees as to how they should purify the fruits of their karma in the service of the Lord. So that's another point he's making, is that by giving from our income, we purify the fruits of our karma. So we want to know how to purify it in the best way. If we give money to alcoholics to buy wine, that's not going to purify the results of our karma. If we give it for feeding hungry people, maybe it will do to some extent. If we give for spreading Krishna consciousness, that will purify it in the best way. And then he writes that currently myself and my wife are working in the hospital and a major part of income goes for preaching. I'm not sure what he means by this, whether the income to the hospital goes for preaching, the money that is raised for the hospital goes for preaching, or whether he means that his own income goes for preaching, not sure. Seems it's the hospital, so the hospital, he writes. So I felt that they should collect donations from non-devotees and not from devotees. Also, now temples have started to advertise and collect donations, and he sends some image of ISKCON Dwaraka, New Delhi temple, collecting funds for feeding the poor. I've heard they're using the same money also for temple construction. In other words, they collect money for feeding in the name of feeding the poor, and they use a substantial amount of that money for temple construction. So it is used for Krishna conscious projects in a roundabout way. Other temples are also starting to put Google ads for raising funds. Yeah, there are problems with this. I've discussed this previously in various talks, that if you present ISKCON to the public as a social welfare organization, you'll no doubt get more funds and more public approval, but what is actually ISKCON's purpose, the point of it will be lost upon the public to a large extent, and even among the devotees, because if the devotees are all the time going around saying, we're collecting for feeding the poor, we're collecting for feeding the poor, then you get in that kind of consciousness. So it may be that ISKCON is seen increasingly as an organization that does social welfare work and also has temples, and they chant Hare Krishna. And they also produce books on Bhagavad Gita. So there are problems there. So he's asked me to speak about this, but practically he said it all in his own email. He's asking me to ventilate this, to get this point out. Well, grihasthas, they have to choose. Maybe they'll come under pressure. But to donate for something which is not fully Krishna conscious or not directly Krishna conscious. But if you want to use your discrimination, if you have the power of discrimination, which you should have by reading Srila Prabhupada's books, by hearing the message of Krishna conscious as it is, you should be able to distinguish between reality and illusion. And even if an organization which is supposed to be propagating Krishna consciousness but propagates other things, it doesn't make the other things into non-illusion, into Krishna consciousness. So you can choose yourself. I recommend, as Srila Prabhupada recommended, and anyone with a clear understanding of Krishna consciousness will recommend that if you have to, you can choose for distributing sponsored book distribution. You can choose for you can choose to distribute for building temples. Varnashram projects are very much needed. Srila Prabhupada very much wanted this. Actually, the whole ISKCON society should get behind this, but so far they haven't. So directly, there are devotee projects, study projects. Donate for devotees who are doing brahminical service. So these are directly in Krishna consciousness. So these projects, these are best to donate for. It's clearly, directly, without any hiding, presenting Krishna consciousness. These are the best projects to donate for. And other things, well, I'm not a great fan of all this midday meals and feeding the poor and all this kind of thing, but if ISKCON devotees are going to do it, well, let them solicit from the non-devotees. That's the reason. I asked one of the big leaders in India why he was doing this when Srila Prabhupada had not done it, and Srila Prabhupada showed some antipathy toward it. He also... It's a mixed bag. Sometimes he showed that it was a good idea, but he's from the temples it should be, and not to he said not to advertise for poor feeding, as Prabhupada said. So the big leader who I spoke to, he said, well, we're raising funds from people who wouldn't otherwise give. So if you're going to give to Krishna consciousness, then let those who are not going to give directly to Krishna consciousness, let them donate for that, and you can use your funds for the much more needed than social welfare work is the spiritual welfare work of directly preaching Krishna consciousness. Social welfare work, Srila Prabhupada's program was primarily to establish Varnashram Dharma, simple living and high thinking. So you can donate for that also, if you're so inclined. So as this devotee has asked me, I have answered. Much more could be said, but I think it's pretty clear for those who can understand these very basic things without too much beating around the bush, going this way and this way, and what about this and what about that. So Hare Krishna. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Vancha Kalpatarubhyaschakipa Sindhubhyaevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha.